15, committee structure process. This is a discussion. I'm just going to open it up, and I guess we could do it, start at your end, Jay, and work on down and see what anybody wants to talk about, or do you want to, or if anybody is burning to kick it off, they can kick it off? Yes, okay. First hand up, got it. Big J.
Yeah, I think this is a great discussion, and I think Donna's the one that really got us thinking along these lines, but I think it's come up before in different issues that we've had before the commission, so I think it's a healthy discussion. I will say I came here with the thought of looking at the pros and cons of this. You know, I believe, and I'm involved in the Wildlife Committee, chair of the Wildlife Committee now, that there's nothing secretive going on, but if there's a perception there is with the public, that's not good. You know, you don't want that perception in any way, shape, or form. So where I was originally thinking option two made the most sense, option three, which is just to keep that close contact we can have with staff and keep it a closed meeting. That, to me, made the most sense. But with mandatory reports out from the chair to the commission, you know, brought forward what we talked about, you know, in front of the full public, with a concept that you can switch to two if you needed to. You can switch to where, oh, we want to have a more thorough discussion and open it for public input. That would be an option. But even, you know, the testimony we heard this morning, and, you know, there wasn't hundreds of people here, but I heard very well what they were saying, and that perception is not good. I feel now that holding committee meetings that are open to the public and the amount of work that would go into that, and maybe the public doesn't understand that. Our committee meetings are usually at breakfast at 6 o'clock in the morning. We get a lot done over breakfast or at dinner time, different committee meetings. So we get a lot done in a day, which we wouldn't be able to do that anymore. It'd have to be an open session and allow for enough seating and room for the public. We'd have to have some type of regulation to that, just like we have here, public testimony of 3 minutes. Well, at some point, you may as well do that in front of the whole commission. I mean, why do that in committee land, open to the public, totally visible, and then have to have that discussion again instead of with four commissioners, with the nine commissioners? So your time would be better spent having that discussion or hearing that discussion with the nine of us. So at this point, I think the best option for us would be to not have committee meetings anymore. Just air things in front of the full commission, unless there's a subject that comes up, like the one that we talked about yesterday, where you might still have a basis for a committee. There's three or four people on a committee that if you need to take things to further discussion, you would. You could arrange for that. That could be open to the public, but it's not taking up so much staff time. It's not taking up commissioners' time in a process unless you really feel the need for that. So that'd be my recommendation at this time, how I feel in terms of the time input of commissioners, the time input of the public, the time input of the staff. Do away with committees other than as we see a need for them and make all meetings open to the public and not have this perception that something's going on where people aren't allowed to be a part of it.
I think what we'll do is everybody can have their chance to say what they want to say, and then we'll see where we are at that. So.
Okay, well, thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'm interested also in hearing what the rest of the commissioners think. At the end, I am interested, depending on what I hear, I guess, of moving this forward to some sort of a decision point in December. This is just a discussion at this point. And some of the commissioners weren't in Port Angeles when I originally brought this up, and feeling and expressing my feelings how awkward things were. So just that, just so that you can hear that if you haven't before, I had come in the door obviously as a newbie and heard that the Fish Committee did a lot of good work and wanted to sit in on the Fish Committee meeting. that was being held just to watch and learn, and was told, no, I couldn't do that. And not only could I not do that, nobody else could either. And it was a little foreign to the public interface that I'm used to seeing, that has a very high degree of public confidence in the final votes of the commissioner analogs, in that anyone who wonders about the final decision has the opportunity to see everything that went into the commissioner's minds in coming up with that decision, that there aren't any claims of backroom deals. There's not any claims of secret briefings. There isn't any claims of staff offering personal perspectives instead of scientific midpoints, all kinds of claims that could be completely false. Don't leave us with the same kind of public confidence than if they can't make those claims because everything was open. It also struck me as a little awkward. Again, I'm coming in not knowing all the existing benefits and protocols, couldn't understand all the things, I guess I'm repeating myself a bit here, that went into the decision making. Maybe I'll leave that at that. At this meeting, for example, there was a couple of reports on the committee meetings. I think that's a good step forward. One of those, Commissioner Caney indicated that there had been some discussion about this very agenda item, the committee structure and process. And I would have loved to have been there to hear that, because I'm very interested in this agenda item, but I was not able to be there. Subsequently, I've heard a little bit about it, but I don't know that I got the full flavor of the staff perspective on that. The Fish Committee meeting, we did hear a report on that, and I heard that the Columbia River, the results of the Columbia River fishery were presented. You know, I would be very interested in hearing about what the Bee Run steelhead protection results were, but I wasn't in the meeting and don't know it now. Sooner or later, perhaps I could be. There's a committee meeting last night on big tent issues that I was not able to attend either. I don't see a spot on the agenda now for a report on that even. So, again, it seems a little awkward to me that as a commissioner, there's a little darkness out there about what's actually going on. So, in Port Angeles, I ask if there could be a fuller discussion here at the October meeting and ask the staff to put together a list of pros and cons. Joe's done an excellent job of doing that, and we've had that in our briefing book in advance. The public's had a chance to take a look at it and comment on it, so I appreciate that as well. So, it's kind of skeletal as it was designed to be, though, but it does start the discussion, and so I appreciate that. And as we go through this, I'm interested in hearing more from the others on the pros and cons of it. But I guess to stay at the moment, I still have a feeling that the status quo is awkward and maybe not in the best interests of an open, public, transparent process that we would like everybody to think we have, the full committee or no committee meetings option. I think the con of having larger commission meetings is one to think more about. More formalized reports of committee meetings is not one of the options that makes me feel that much better. So I feel like alternative two is the one I'd like to see fleshed out a little bit more and looked at. And again, Mr. Chairman, at the end, I would like to come back to a further discussion about what we would see in December if this advances to a more thorough discussion then and a vote on how to proceed.
I was, as a new commissioner, it's sharing some of the thoughts that I think the public testimony presented today, that the lack of transparency, and also that Commissioner McIsaac just mentioned, the lack of transparency of these committees led to some distrust in me, a commissioner, in the same way that I'm hearing from the public today. And so I've thought a lot about the committees since becoming a commissioner. Initially, I was kind of leaning to working with the commission maybe to eliminate committees altogether. And as I researched that further, I had discussions with staff, particularly those who work regularly with the committees, and learned their perspective of having it helpful to have certain commissioners a bit better informed about specific areas, because our book of work is very broad, and to be knowledgeable in all areas, very knowledgeable in all areas, is a big task. And so I became more supportive of the committees as a way of certain commissioners to be sort of the experts in specific areas. I continue to feel that way. I continue to be concerned about the lack of transparency, and was pleased with our Port Angeles discussion and basically a decision that we report out. And I think that I'm a committee chair now. I'm the big tent committee chair. I feel it's my responsibility, if this is what the procedure becomes, to really be quite thorough in reporting out. And I think one of the ideas that we have about report outs is then our fellow commissioners are hearing what we're doing in the committees, as well as the public. These things could be brought forward for through our blue sheet process or discussion to delve into more deeply, as Commissioner McIsaac is expressing some dissatisfaction with the report outs and not getting the full information. If we report out in good detail, then that it could allow him to say, well, you know, I really want to know more about that. I'm going to put in a blue sheet or whatever. I think that it is the biggest challenge for the committees is to ensure that we are not in any way decision-making. It's important to be able to articulate that if we decide on the report out, that there are no decisions, we are perhaps in a committee looking at topics that eventually will come to the commission for a decision. We are looking at alternatives, presenting those alternatives as we move toward the decision in the reports. I guess where I am and probably will remain, but I'll be interested to hear from the commissioners, is I would like to see us continue to have committees, but to expect of the committee chairs detailed reports, and that engage the commissioners and the public and provide the opportunity for further discussion of those topics in this more open setting as a result of the reports.
Thank you. And I'll take my turn as a commissioner as we go on down the road here. I will pretty much go along with what my colleague, Commissioner Thornburn, said. I can say when I first came on board, I too was troubled by one committee in particular that was highlighted today, the Fish Committee. I do believe at that period of time that committee was doing more than just being briefed. I think that they were making decisions that were later, I wouldn't say imposed upon the commission as a whole, but that's changed. The makeup of that committee has changed. So my concerns about the Fish Committee of the past is not my concern of the Fish Committee of the present. I think reporting out is a great idea. Commissioner McIsaac said about the big tent last night. I was there, and we went from 5 o'clock to 6:45 after meeting all day. And as Nate saw, I was slowly sliding under the table as we saying the word beer. But we had briefings, and we had a briefing on the website design, because yesterday we were talking about how we can reach broader audiences. We had a briefing from Nate on some looking at the budget policy group. We had a briefing from the director and deputy director on the report that will be coming out soon on diversity, on steps being taken in diversity. So it was a briefing. It was a chance just to learn what's going on. That's what it was. And it was close to a two-hour briefing in that period of time. And so I think reporting out is good. I don't know why we didn't do that before. I think that's a healthy thing to do. I don't know if we can do it immediately the next morning, because if we broke at 7 o'clock last night, but we could at least get it on for the next conference call. My one concern about open public meetings for everything, they would become quasi commission meetings. And I did talk to a person on the staff of a person in this town, and about if we went to all of this, we could be in meetings, when we met, we could be in meetings for 3 or 4 days at a time. And that person said, well, that's what we signed up for. I'm not really sure that I go along with that.
Just think, Brad, more poor do you.
Right.
Boy.
I could live high on the hog then. But, that sort of, I think in a world now that everything's a conspiracy, it's easy to think that these committees now are doing this sort of stuff. It just, in my view, is not. If we did open it up to all, and we had, those would be public meetings, yes. And we could have, if there are 4 or 5 committees, we would have 4 or 5 more potential public meetings. And those issues then that, if a fish issue came up then at that meeting, it would also resurface at the commission meeting. So, the timing is a factor. So that's mine. But I think this is good discussion. That's my 2 cents.
I'm going to hold my thoughts for the moment.
Okay, well, thank you. Appreciate the comments. I think I'm lining up with Commissioner Caney. The idea of reports, I think it's, I don't think it's necessarily a bad idea. I don't think, though, reports address the concerns or the transparency issue. That and alone, I don't think does it, based on the testimony and what I've heard in talking with other constituents. So I'm more of, and I think, as far as, Commissioner McIsaac and his background at Pacific Fishery Management Council, the Washington Fish and Wildlife Commission is a little different in that we don't have meetings for a week. PFMC, you guys have people there for 6-7 days. There's a lot more opportunities to have these committee meetings open. We don't have that. And also, we don't really have the budget, in terms of that and meeting space. So I think logistically, that is that's a challenge that that we have to deal with. But that doesn't mean, though, that we can just say we can't improve on transparency. So kind of where I'm lining up is, I think, a judicious use of committees where, you know, there are particular issues that we do need. I mean, for example, prime example would be Columbia River policy, Willapa policy, the Wolf policy, where, you know, those are, there's a lot of interest in the public. And then I I'm sensitive to Commissioner or Chair Smith talking about the briefing. You know, it would be ideally we would like to have those presented to the whole commission. But if we were to do that, then we need to prioritize, I think, what's on our agendas. And so, you know, and just kind of say, well, gee, that would be nice to get this report, but really we need. So I, rather than go on, and maybe less, one last thing, too, I think what resonates with me is that, you know, we hear a lot of comments, and here, too, myself as on the commission, about wishing the tribes would open up and have the public available to go and sit in, or representatives on the negotiations. You know, we're very, there's a lot of dissatisfaction with the tribes and not agreeing to opening it up. So I think for us to keep these closed committees, it's kind of like do as I say, not as I do. And so I think there's a little, we need to be careful about that. So enough said. I guess my I'm where I would, if we had to come to a decision today, I would be a hybrid of open committee meetings, but limited to, you know, have them less frequently, not every meeting, and not just have briefings to committees. So that's my two cents. Thank you.
Thank you. You know, I'm going to, I'm leaning toward Commissioner Thorburn and Commissioner Smith on this issue. I share Don's frustration, and as Kim mentioned too, when I first came on the commission, I wondered, well, I wonder what they talked about in there, you know. And Jay, you probably don't even remember, but we had discussions about this after my first or second meeting. You know, I just didn't feel like I was informed. But then at the same time, you know, I'm just thinking about why were there committees formed at all? And that makes me think of, you know, Kim reminding us that we can't all be experts in all of the issues that come before this commission. And there are people that are more steeped and can analyze the what's necessary for us to consider. What I would like to see, and again, we talked about the different, the, yesterday, outside of commission, I spent 4 hours in meetings. And I'm not on all the committees. So that is why we have committees, is we can't expect our entire commission to be exposed to that many hours of discussion, which would be even expanded if the public were allowed to comment and contribute to the process. So the failing of the current situation is we are not getting a thorough debriefing of what was discussed, and I think we can improve in that area. And so I'm going to agree with probably, I guess I fall under option three here, which is still closed committees, but with mandatory reporting to the full commission.
So as another new person to the commission, when I came on, I couldn't even understand the closed committees. On the other hand, coming from the legislature, there is some exceptions to the Public Meetings Act, and that is caucuses. So I was trying to rectify this. There's a difference in the legislature, and that's a political organization that's where the whole objective is to basically do battle with each other. And so I have been able to calm that side of me, and I don't see any reason at all for us to be afraid of having, number one, committees, and number two, open committees. I did just walk up to Mr. Freymeyer, asked him not to answer me now because that sounded a little collusive, but I do have one question for him before I finish my comments. Is that okay? So, Bill, if we had open public meetings, committee meetings, is it your opinion that we would need to solicit public comment about the whatever was discussed?
No, I don't think so. The Act requires that certain meetings of the governing body, multi-member entity, be open to the public. There are some limited exceptions, but open to the public, as the law reads, just means the public can view what you're doing. It doesn't require the open public input by law. So I think the answer is no.
Okay, so that's what I suspected but didn't know. Now, what that does to me is make it clear that should we decide to open these meetings, we can do it any way we want to. We can do what we may be suggesting that the tribes do with the North of Falcon process and just have a video feed and let people watch it. We can have mini commission meetings, as we're suggesting. For me, I want to make the point real clear that these committee meetings are very important, not only to me, but to the public. Because to tell you the truth, the last thing that would be doing service to the public is to have me trying to be an expert on fish policy. That is not going to happen. And there are people on this commission that are interested, that know this stuff, that understand the scientists, and that, to tell you the truth, I'm deferential to. And I think every one of us has one of those places, and that maybe we're more interested in. So I don't see any reason to be afraid of the meetings. I don't think that we have to necessarily assume that we would have to change that much. So then we get to this is more work for staff. And the other thing is that the nice thing about the meetings, and I'm the first to admit this, is that it's comfortable. Staff can kind of say more about what they feel, and we can kind of ask questions that we wouldn't ordinarily ask. That can happen anyway. Also, Ms. Martin talked about how having an open process is important to her and her livelihood. But I've met with Irene Martin, and if I could take two of my buddies and meet with Irene Martin, that's not going to change. This doesn't say that everything we have to do in public. If a sage-grouse issue came up on my side of the mountains, I would be dang sure that Kim Thorburn was at my meeting with staff on sage-grouse, because she knows a lot more about it than I do, either with staff or with constituents and the public. So I guess I'm going on and on. Sorry about that. I don't see where this is anything to fear. I think almost every state agency that I can think of, absent the legislature, has open public meetings. I think the committees are very important for a variety of reasons, and I can't figure out what we're afraid of. Thank you.
I'm very respectful and appreciative of what my colleagues have brought up. I guess I want to digest the variety of things. I think they're very well thought out, and if we're going to take action at the December meeting, I'll be prepared to do so.
Good. So I think we've all had.
There again, the problem of being the last one, there's a lot of salient things have been said. And have to agree with Kim and Dave that when you first get on here, you're going, it's taking a drink out of a fire hose. For about 6 months, you don't really have a clue what's going on.
because there's just, you're getting hit and deluged with so many things. And just like Barbara said, we're all supposed to be fairly versed in all these issues. But when it really, when the rubber hits the frickin' road, we all have our things that we're strong about. Me with wolves, it isn't academic. It's real life. I run cattle. All my neighbors run cattle. And how this wolf policy shakes out is whether I stay in business or not. And there again, Bob Kehoe with the fishing industry, but the wolves isn't that big a deal for him. He does a really good job. I'm not selling him short, but I'm just trying to say the reality of it.
I know, I'm a one-dimensional.
No, I'm not trying to imply that, but that's, it's the truth. And there again, I'm from as far east and as far south as you can get in the state. Politically, I'm probably a little right of Attila the Hun. So when it comes to trust in government, when it comes to trust in government, there's probably no one on here that's more cynical than I am about government and lack of trust. Thing of it is you develop friendships and respect for a bunch of these people. Not for everybody here is what I mean. Not some of them. All of them. Everybody here has their points. And I always maintain this is the best job that pays 10 cents an hour that you'll ever get. Because if you truly put your time in, it is, this is the smallest part of your job is to come to these commission meetings. Strong supporter of the committees. I really believe that we need to report back a little better than what we've done. And I think there's probably times that we should maybe open some committees up. I'm a little concerned that if we just open them up, they can become a free-for-all really quickly, especially when we start dealing with wolves. But it's no different than the fish. And so I would like to see it the way it is, and I guess I just beg of you to go with it along for a while. I think you'll understand that there's some people that are really smart, and if you'll talk to them, they'll explain to you what went on in the meetings. But I do agree that we need to be a lot better about reporting back. But I guess I'm a status quo guy with better reporting back. And
I was going to say you got the last word. The director will have the last word.
Okay.
So there's lots of ways to skin a cat. And we've talked about this before, and there's a lot of ways to approach this. And there's nothing more obnoxious than someone like saying, in Idaho, we did it this way. But I'm going to do that anyway because it worked there, and it was a different system. There were not standing committees. We did have ad hoc committees that would get together. So, for example, a perfect opportunity for an ad hoc committee would be for commissioners to really work over the budget proviso, zero-based budgeting things for the next 8 months, and provide strong input to Nate. That wouldn't then, and then you wouldn't occupy everybody. One of the things, the way our commission is set up, and if you look at our agenda, we have public input to start, public input to end, and public input after, prior to every single decision. I would argue you might not need that much public input in a given day, and a way, another way to do it was, and I talked about this at one point, we had Thursday, Friday meetings, and on Wednesday night, we had our public meeting, and it would run sometimes a half hour, or if there were wolf issues, sometimes 3 hours. But people would provide input, and they would look at the agenda, and that's when they provided input. They didn't provide it 2 times a day and after before every decision-making meeting. And that takes up a lot of your commission time. One of the things that you saw this meeting was we had extended director's reports. Couple of those folks, their items would have been way better agended and just part of the regular meeting. And it can get away from me, too, to have people, staff involved. Anyway, I just wanted to let you think about that. That you There's nothing that locks us in to Friday, Saturday morning, and the current public input that we have, or the committee meetings we have. I had exactly the same issues that many of you did early on. I felt like decisions, not necessarily were being made, but they were being strongly influenced by a handful of folks within a committee. Commissioners can be just as well informed individually or a couple at a time by staff. I don't really see staff efficiencies one way or the other. Staff is going to put the time in to work with you to provide any information that you want. Commissioner Baker's been up here dozens of hours working with staff, and it's really been neat to have that much time with a commissioner. And that's available to any one of you, and I know many of you avail yourselves to regional staff for expertise. So just wanted to let you know, there's lots of ways to skin this cat. What you're doing is not bad. It certainly worked for me now that I'm used to it after 2 or 3 years. But there's other ways to do it, too. And so I really appreciate this discussion.
PETA didn't appreciate your references to the cat.
I want to thank the director. Those were really good ideas. I did have a quick question. Were your ad hoc committees open to the public?
Yeah, they were. The thing is, if you notice up or talk about an ad hoc committee about budget,
who's going to show up?
Chances are no one's going to show up to listen to it. Maybe they will, maybe they won't, but it wouldn't have mattered anyway. For the meeting we had last night, there was actually no committee meeting that I've been to would have been detracted by having some people there. And we have had people set through committee meetings in the past. So
I wanted to also address to Barbara, I don't think there's a fear of open meetings whatsoever on this group. There's a logistics and what makes it the most sense from a commissioner standpoint. I know I can't make it to all the committee meetings. So if they become more and more important, I'm missing out on discussions that I need to be a part of. I'm missing out on the people that are there that I might want to talk to at break. And so I think this deserves a good discussion, and I would also maybe recommend that I want to see us find the right solution, but not rush that solution. So maybe we can have another discussion on this in conference call.
Or okay. We've talked about a retreat, and I think it's time for that. And I think this whole notion, A, meeting schedules, B, committees, I mean, what you're talking about, and some of the other stuff that looking at long-term planning, agenda planning, and things like that. So, Tammy, I'm going to ask you just to see if you can find some dates, place and time that we can do this.
Time frame.
So
can you give me a time frame?
Before Christmas or January or what? Just throw...
A tree could be everything from us going to Cle Elum to coming earlier the night before and having a good day together.
Yeah, I'm not looking at an exotic thing. I'm thinking
that's probably more doable.
Room or something here.
Off.
On your boat, we can all meet.
We could get three of you on there.
Yeah, before Christmas.
Like a half day, the day before the next commission meeting?
Yeah, I think that would be good. Yeah. So on the Thursday afternoon, because I don't think I would be ready just to vote, coming in next time, because I think Jim makes a point about how we schedule our meetings too, and I like the ad hoc. Some of these things have surfaced that I want to.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I don't want to just vote on. So I'd like to have us just deliberate. Okay.
One thing I could do is work with Tammy, and we could put together a couple of straw man agendas that might be similar to what I'm more used to and what you currently have, and just it might be kind of useful.
Well, WAFLA's got to have, if we could look at five states that have some configuration that, Okay, yes.
So, the mea culpa. When you're talking and you're on a roll and you really care about what you're talking about, and then you try to figure out how to conclude, and for me, as I was concluding, I thought, yeah, what am I so afraid of? What's the deal here? And as I was saying that, there was a voice in the back of my head screaming, don't say that. Don't say that. Don't say that. So I want to apologize. I wasn't casting any aspersion or any judgment. I was just trying to figure out what the nut of this issue is. So,
okay. Don, last word.
Mr. Chairman, this is not billed as a decision-making agenda item, just a discussion agenda item. And as the vice chair said, he was looking for December to be a time to hear more about it. I had a motion to move it forward that I won't put out there that just got into more tasking of staff on what to put into a fuller analysis so a better decision could be made. That included things like the degree of public transparency, the workload impacts on staff, the cost in dollars to the budget, the effect on the length of the full commission meetings, compliance with Open Meetings Act points, and anything else the staff wanted to put in there. And I'd be glad to show that to the staff for December. But the question that you've just raised is whether or not this is a matter for an agenda item in December or for a point of discussion at a retreat. And that then gets into the question, is the retreat a closed meeting or an open meeting?
No.
It's
open.
And so...
Because we'll all be there, excuse me.
This could get into so much specificity. I certainly wouldn't want to eliminate it from a candidate discussion point at a retreat. But I don't know that would be a point of a decision. So I just wanted to be clear.
No, we don't. I wouldn't. Sorry to jump in. Okay. But the decision doesn't. But I think we could leave that in our own minds ready to come to a decision.
Okay.
And that would be at a subsequent meeting.
Okay. Well, I'd be glad to provide this to the staff to move forward.
Okay. Thank you. That was all good. And I think the WAFA, let's look at some other ones, because there's 49 other models out there. You know, that we can learn from. Okay, thank you.